Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Head to DraftKings.com before Thursday to play to win $1 million during the second major of the year. With $2.5 million up for grabs, it's the biggest fantasy golf contest ever. And it's only at DraftKings.com, America's favorite fantasy golf site. Just pick a team of six golfers, outscore your opponents, and pick up your cash. That's it. Hurry to DraftKings.com before Thursday to enter. Use promo code SCORE to play for free for a shot to become a millionaire. Enter SCORE now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Remember your first baseball game? Brings back some great memories. With a new baseball season upon us, Werther's invites you to create new traditions with Werther's Original Caramel Popcorn. The excitement of the day combined with perfectly popped corn wrapped with rich and creamy Werther's Original Caramel. Werther's Original Caramel Popcorn was recently named Product of the Year in the snack category by 40,000 consumers just like you. Pick up some Werther's Original Caramel Popcorn at your neighborhood Jewel Osco and create new traditions.
Need the speed to power all? Xfinity delivers the fastest and most reliable in-home Wi-Fi, so everyone can do more of what they love to do online. Get the fastest in-home Wi-Fi today, or get started with Economy Plus Internet from Comcast for as low as $19.99 a month for a whole year. See for yourself. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. Offer ends 3/31/15. Restrictions apply. Limited to new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
In the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. No team has held a multi-lead goal in the 2015 Stanley Cup Final heading into Game 6 tonight at the United Center. Blackhawks fans are hoping their team can eke out one last win over Tampa. It would be the first time in 77 years the Hawks have won the Stanley Cup in Chicago. Coach Joe Quenneville says his team is busy just trying to keep their emotions in check.
Our team's been a lot in situations where they've played in some big games, some big settings, some big stages, a chance to win cups before, and some new guys as well. So it's a whole new process for some guys, and a new situation being at home for the first time. But it's a it's an exciting time.
The Hawks' first four lines were unchanged from Game 5 at today's morning skate. Tampa's Nikita Kucherov is probable for tonight's game despite an upper body injury. Goalie Ben Bishop says he's good to go. Puck drops at 7 tonight at the UC. Make sure to tune in to 670 The Score immediately following the game. Jay Zawoski will be coming to you live from the Ogden, and David Schuster will be on the ice at the United Center. In baseball, the White Sox try to get back on track after losing their last three in a row. Carlos Rodon looking for his third win of the season. He'll also get his first Major League bat tonight. He faces Francisco Liriano at 5:30. Meanwhile, on the north side, Jake Arrieta faces Trevor Bauer as Cleveland comes to Wrigley for a two-game set tonight at 7:05. San Diego Padres have fired manager Bud Black after 9 seasons. Bench coach Dave Roberts will serve as interim manager. And the Bears are gearing up for mandatory minicamp. And after sitting out of all June OTAs, Martellus Bennett is expected to be with his team when practices begin tomorrow. To the NBA, the Denver Nuggets have hired Mike Malone as their next head coach. And Game 6 between Golden State and Cleveland is tomorrow night. Warriors lead the Cavs in that series 3-2. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Save on tires all month. Visit CassidyTire.com. And join 670 The Score's Terry Bors and Dan Bernstein for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Newport Bar and Grill in Chicago from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast and enter for your chance to win a pair of Cubs tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Sox take on the Pirates on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Scores and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
Steve Conroy of Comcast Sports.
You know, I think more than anything, it's the mental fatigue. And listen, these guys have played a lot of important hockey games over the last 5 years, and obviously none bigger than the Stanley Cup Finals. We can't wait to see the next game, and I don't want it to end because I think it's been some really good hockey. These guys can't wait for it to be all over, and I really can't blame them. They're true professionals, and as I mentioned earlier, they've been through this before, and I think that experience is going to help them. And it might be three more games. It might be game seven, but I think it'll help them right through to the end.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
I would love to be in a position to see Mad Max Fury Road for the first time again.
This comes highly recommended, so you better be right. Otherwise,
right.
There'll be five people who will kill you.
I'm right. And the reason I know I'm right is because I know how much you liked the Road Warrior.
Oh, love the Road Warrior.
So,
one of my favorite movies of all time.
This is that director's vision idealized. It's everything that George Miller tried to do, but now with a massive budget and an opportunity to make the kind of thing look exactly the way he wanted. It's 2 hours, and then it's over, and you kind of go, oh my God, what the hell was that?
Everybody's got an opinion, but I just didn't enjoy it at all. It's stupid.
Yeah, I liked it.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on the Score.
Terry Boers.
Don't underestimate that secret sauce, by the way.
Dan Bernstein.
I saw movies way before I should have seen a lot of movies.
I've got a way now.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And five people are indeed going to kill them.
Yep.
They didn't like it for everybody.
Yep. We put them in the idiot category.
The biggest one of all. Arrest you and shoot you.
That's fine.
And then do something awful to you.
That's a long
sort
time
like
coming.
Sort of like the Stanley Cup. Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. God, I hate to think the day has come when Schuster and I agree.
Well, that's the other story. You're kind of burying the lead on that.
Yeah, I know.
Southside Calvin's been holding a while. He's on the Score.
Don't tell me he's not there now. Calvin?
Calvin has drifted on us. He's gone away.
Yeah.
No, I'm here. Calvin. I'm here. I just thought that if the Hawks win it tonight, I think they will. The arena and the celebration should just be for those players and their family. I believe it's something totally sacred. They worked their butts off the whole year, and to allow anybody who has nothing to do with the playing of hockey to get down to movie stars, politicians, whatever. I think security should just mop them off and let the fans just bathe in the moment that it's players and their family on the ice, and it's almost like a rich. I just think it should be just sacred. Almost see Jim Belushi out there, nothing.
Oh, I would support that. I would support Jim Belushi being tasered if he tries to get on the ice.
He'll be on the ice.
Yeah, I would make sure any actor, anybody trying to just get FaceTime there, whether it's Cusack or Vaughn or anybody, agree. Absolutely agree. Let it be for the organization and anybody that they deem worthy. But I know how they think, though, that they're going to want the shots of the famous people holding the cup, as long as they don't hold it up over their head like Belushi already did. You know what it's time for, as it is occasionally on this show?
And now it's time for your slice of hockey history with Terry Boers and Dan Bernstein.
This is from CBSSports.com. Tonight, the Blackhawks have a chance to win the Stanley Cup on home ice for the first time since 1938. If they pull it off, it will not only be the first time the Hawks have won the Cup on their home ice, it will be the first time the Cup has actually been physically awarded to the Blackhawks on home ice since 1934. Even though they won in 1938, there was no Stanley Cup to be awarded to them on that night. The 1938 Blackhawks were a pretty bad hockey team, even though they ended up winning the Stanley Cup. They were bad during the regular season. They were 14-25-9. That was the sixth best record in the eight-team league. Only the Red Wings and the Montreal Maroons won fewer. No team in the NHL scored fewer goals. But they went on an improbable championship playoff run, maybe the most improbable ever. They beat the New York Americans and Montreal Canadiens in the first two rounds before beating the Toronto Maple Leafs in the final 3-1. Third win came on home ice. League president Frank Calder, you know that name.
I do.
Didn't believe Chicago would win. he had the Stanley Cup sent from Detroit, winners of the previous year's Cup, straight to Toronto.
Brain surgeon.
He didn't bother to reroute it. The series began with the Hawks being without their regular starting goalie, Mike Karakas. He was unable to play due to a broken toe. The Blackhawks had no backup goalie available. The replacement, Paul Goodman, couldn't make it to Toronto on time. They received permission to use Alfie Moore. What's it all about? A minor league goalie who had spent the majority of the season playing for the Pittsburgh Hornets of the IAHL. Hawks coach Bill Stewart originally attempted to convince the league to allow the team to use Rangers goalie Davey Kerr, but Maple Leafs manager Conn Smythe and the league refused that request. Former NHL referee Paul Stewart, the grandson of Bill Stewart, wrote in April that the decision led to a hotel fistfight between Stewart and Smythe. The legend only grows from there, because Moore, this is the minor league goaltender, had a bit of a drinking problem that would eventually cost him his career. But time was short. Hawks left winger Johnny Gottselig, who knew Moore, found him at a tavern, saying he had about 10 or a dozen drinks. We put some coffee into him and put him under the shower. By game time, he was in pretty good shape. Because of the condition he was in, Stewart originally refused to allow him to play, but then he had no other options. But by game time, he was in good shape. He allowed one goal and a 3-1 win. And after Goodman eventually joined the team, because Smythe was irate at losing to a hungover minor league goalie, Moore was declared ineligible for the remainder of the series. So Goodman played game two, allowed 5 goals, what would be the Blackhawks' only loss, and then Karakas was able to return and only allowed 2 goals.
Into city after him.
The 38 Blackhawks notable because Stewart was the first American-born coach to lead a team to the Stanley Cup.
Boy, apparently all you need to do is have like a trophy named after you is be stupid.
That was your slice of hockey history with Terry Bors and Dan Bernstein. Only on 670 The Score.
Oh, believe me, that's for sure. Nobody else would want it. But am I right about this? Calder and Smythe, I mean, two of the dumbest guys. But listen to that thing. This fight, the other can't reroute the cup? What are you doing?
It's hockey.
Baby. Okay.
Well, that's right. We get our profane, drunken speeches, probably.
You bet.
We always like profane, drunken hockey speeches.
We keep them forever.
And Chris Versteeg rapping.
Oh, boy.
Joe in Deerfield, welcome to WSCR.
No.